This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Health time is 7 after the hour. If you appreciate the work that's done by the doctors on this program, you can download the podcast should you not be able to hear the whole exercise every week. It's pretty easy to go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. That's all you have to do, and you can listen to the podcast of this week's material, last week's material, wherever it is that you find things of interest and import. Dr. Ken Kronos is with us in this hour. He studies a lot of the medical journals to bring us up to date on some of the collective wisdom that comes from these studies, so that you can know how some of the work may affect you. And again, the studies are gone over, and not necessarily, we're not trying to get into the weeds here, just give you enough practical information so you can go and get some more info from your doctor. Your job, take care of yourself. Our job is to lead you in that direction as much as we can. So if you, again, are stuck or you can't listen to the whole program as it's on the air, go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. As Ken is brought to you by the folks who will offer you a 30-day supply of Super Beats free when you call 800-655-4183. Yep. Free Super Beats. Get started. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Find out why so many millions of people are on the Super Beats routine. We'll tell you more about it later on during the course of the hour. But again, to get them, you dial 800-655-4183. All right. So Ken is a cardiologist. He practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Mount Dora, Florida. Been on the air with me for a number of years. Has brought lots of help and advice to millions of people. So let's just check out one of these items this week that comes from the sources that you check out, Ken. The eclipse this past week. People looking, even pictures of the president looking up at the moon and the sun. And we were all told, don't do that. Put on some kind of glasses or just don't look directly into it. Anyway, if you were an eclipse viewer who may have damaged your eyes, Ken has some advice for you.
Sure, Doug. People who did not use specialized glasses to view the eclipse this past Monday, they're experiencing blurry vision, light sensitivity, or headaches. They should visit an ophthalmologist, that's an eye doctor, as soon as possible because you may have damaged your eyes. Again, some of the symptoms of an unhealthy eye full of the sun's rays are blurry vision, holes or spots in vision, light sensitivity, pain or headaches since viewing the eclipse. You want to get this checked out, get it diagnosed, and see if it needs to be followed up.
Well, what sort of things happen if you do have that damage? If you have a torn retina or you're affecting your retina, what happens to your eyesight or to your eyeballs?
Well, it depends how severe the sunburn is of the retina, or there are other parts of the heart that can also be burned. And just in general, you should never, ever look directly at the sun. And some of these things can be helped, but some of them are not going to be helped.
Ken, isn't it amazing? The sun's 93 million miles away from us. And we're this little teeny planet that gets the benefit of that huge ball of gases that are burning. And if you were able to look into some of the telescopes, or you saw some of the video or the stills of what the sun looked like as we were going into the eclipse, the huge, big, boiling pots, what is it, 29 jillion million degrees.
It's a pretty hot place.
Gases that are exploding together. What brought them? I mean, it's just fascinating to think, how did this thing come together? How did all these gases assemble in a ball and start exploding and get us to the point where we are now? We've the sun in how many billions of years, maybe 9, 10, 11 billion years of existence.
Pretty amazing architect, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't believe, and this has nothing to do with medicine, but maybe it does. You think about your body and how wonderfully it functions if you take care of it. That's a grand design coming from a mind a lot bigger than ours.
Absolutely.
Or from some entity that is certainly greater than ours. And so the formulation of these gases and the burning of the sun, I think I read once 93% of the energy in the sun is still there before it expands out and explodes and eats up all of the planets in the solar system.
That's
which
really
is
true.
What happens. Well, I don't know that you and I are going to have to worry much about it. Anyway, but it just so goes with the beauty of nature and the health of our bodies and what a fantastic opportunity we're given to live a long, healthy, happy, I mean, long, 120 to 140 years. That's what, you must have studied that when you were in school. Isn't that what they tell you? That the body, if we weren't so focused on imperfections and eating bad food and doing bad things to ourselves like smoking and that sort of thing, our bodies would easily last 120 to 140 years. Did they teach you that when you went to whatever cadaver school you went to?
They speculated on that, and yeah. Hopefully they're correct.
What's the oldest patient you've ever treated at Lake Cardiology as a heart specialist, or the oldest person that ever came to you?
I have treated a few people in the 100 to 110 range.
You have?
Yes.
And is there, what happens at that point? The heart's just tired because it's been beating for 100 years, and it's just worn out? How does that work? What happens?
Essentially, they often eventually will succumb to coronary disease, mm-hmm. and it just is delayed. And the common denominator is they're not obese. They're slim.
Yep.
And they don't have high blood sugar. They don't have high mm-hmm. cholesterol. Their weight is low. Their blood pressure is low. And they're active and they're also upbeat people.
Yeah, upbeat. All right, so the one thing in there that you mentioned that I'll use myself as a guinea pig, I think my sugar number is 5.6.
Your A1C.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
So what does it have to be in order to live to be 100, 110? What would you say the A1C needed?
Well,
look at these markers. You get a blood test every year, folks. Talk to your doctor about this and have him give you the advice that Ken's about to give me.
That is definitely a good place to be. You know, you want it in the normal range, and there's some little jiggle from lab to lab, but under 5.8 is usually under 5. You know, the mid fives to lower, that's usually good.
What number are you likely to encounter having a problem with diabetes?
Well, diabetes is classically defined by a single blood sugar, and now more generally by this A1C, which is an average of blood sugars over almost 3 months. And a fasting blood sugar above 100 is pre-diabetes. Over 125 is diabetes. And then there are numbers that correspond to A1C, sometimes a little jiggle from lab to lab. But those are pretty strict. And the first thing you want to do when your numbers start going up, now we're talking about type 2 diabetes, is to get down to ideal body weight and then get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay and eliminate or dramatically reduce the white flour products. You know, people think their blood sugar goes up because of eating too much sugar. It's actually eating too much white flour.
Yeah. Bread, rolls,
white
cupcakes, white bread in birthday cakes, in pies, and all that kind of stuff. Muffins, all the yummy things. Stay away from them. That's what you got to do.
They're treats.
Yeah, they are. Once in a while, okay. All the time, not good. So if like you stop in at a Dunkin' Donuts every morning and you have a muffin and a cup of coffee, probably not the smartest thing.
You're not going to make it to 120.
No. Okay, so there you go. And then I went over. Let me just back up a little bit to the vision discussion. Would you define, please, the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
And also, the range of 5.7 to 6.4 is usually thought of as pre-diabetes, and then above 6.4 diabetes, and that corresponds to the 100 to 125 of a single blood sugar as pre-diabetes, and above 125 is diabetes.
So get it below 5. That's my goal, is to get my number below
5.7.
Well, it's below 5.7 now, but I want to be down above.
And then you're okay. It's hard to get it below 5.
Yeah. All right.
Ophthalmologist, optometrist, optician. Yes. Boy, those are confusing terms. But ophthalmologist is actually a medical doctor, an MD. That person went to medical school. That person did an internship in residency in the specialty of the eye.
So the difference, like a psychiatrist and a psychologist. One of them has an MD and the other doesn't.
Psychiatrist has the doctorate degree.
Yeah, okay.
The ophthalmologist has doctorate degree. So they can prescribe medicines. They can do eye surgery. They can do it all. And then the optometrist, if you want to get your eyes examined, they do a good job. If you need a prescription for eyeglasses, they do a especially good job. A lot of ophthalmologists, although they're trained in writing out the prescription for your glasses, a lot of them are not doing it anymore. They're delegating that to the optometrists, who are very skilled at doing that. I just saw one myself a few months ago, and getting ready before I had my driver's test just to get mine checked to see where I was. And I actually didn't need glasses for my eye exam, but
I've never seen you with glasses.
Well, I actually got them for computer work and for close-up reading, but I did not need them for my to get my driver's
license.
Did you
get them at the drugstore? The magnifying glasses?
No. These are
prescriptions. Yeah. Okay.
They're serious, and they're just make it a little easier to do some reading with the computer. Yeah. So-called computer glasses. They actually work pretty well.
Good.
And,
all right. Speaking.
And then the optician. Do we have any more time?
No, we got to do.
We'll do optician.
Well, no, go ahead. Do optician, and then we'll.
And the optician are the people who. Is one step down from the optometrist. They fit the glasses. They're the people who you see in the optical store who will bring you out the glasses and adjust them for you. They may take your prescription and convert them into glasses. Those are the people who you meet and help you actually get your glasses.
All right. Speaking of meeting people, during the course of this week, my grandson, my daughter, my son have been visiting me here on the farm, and my grandson has become fascinated. My children both were involved in the radio program as they grew up. And now Miles, who is 2 years and 8 months, is old enough to be able to put the headsets on.
Oh, my gosh.
And to listen to the conversation and to say hello. So, Miles, would you like to say hello to Dr. Ken? Go ahead and say hi to Dr. Ken. Hi.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hello, Miles.
I'm just fine.
Hi.
We're just eating like fruit and yogurt one more time.
We're just eating our fruit.
Fruit and yogurt.
Yeah.
Yes. So I want you to tell, if Miles, Dr. Ken's going to tell you how to be healthy. Do you know what it means to be healthy?
Yeah.
To be good, to feel good? You've got to eat lots of yogurt and fruit, right? What else does Dr. Ken prescribe for
us? Just stay near your grandfather, and I'm sure you'll always eat healthy.
Stay near me, Miles, and you'll eat well. That's what Dr. Ken said. What do you think about that, Mom? There are a few things that are laying around that we probably ought not to. But anyway.
So, in general. I'm sure he'll have some treats, but that's okay. Yeah. He's a kid.
Yeah. Well, but he's very curious. And I thought maybe that's a good intro, a way to advise parents on how to help their children live. We were just talking, Megan, about living to 100 or 120.
Oh, hi.
and how we do that. And one of the things is to make sure you're feeding well. Although it's hard to get children to eat well, Megan's been pretty good about veggies and stuff, but you have to mask them a little bit.
I think a lot of it's walking the walk. You know, you have to actually yourself eat them with
demonstrate.
The child. Exactly.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Demonstrate a healthy lifestyle and they'll learn.
You know, I was brought up by a nurse who didn't give me many other choices, and that was it.
Right. And that's not necessarily old school. It's just practical and intelligent. So... health is a focus for all ages. no matter what.
But moderation, because they are kids.
I'm my railway getting
up. All right, Miles, thank you. It's 21 after.
Now let me tie
good day.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, 23 after the hour. Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Brought to you by the folks that bring you super beats for super brain, super body, super life. You get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. But when we really drill down into this, the nitric oxide side of it that gives you more energy, Ken, and a stronger heart. That's why you like it, because it gets blood everywhere, and that's the job of a cardiologist who's monitoring what's going on in your blood. What happens in your body? Tell us what you've seen over the years. We were just talking to my grandson, Miles, who's two years, 8 months, and thinking about the body that he's got and his heart and how significant it is. There was a conversation earlier this week about how early on some people are getting heart disease and what's causing it. And this is a really bad crisis. I don't use that word very often, but it is, because people are eating the wrong things and their arteries are getting plugged up at an early age. So can we help them with super beets? You can help them, help yourself by stopping that sort of diet. But then what happens? At what age might it be good to engage in, you know, we tell people if you're over 40, use super beets, but what age would be good to start if you,
well,
if you have a compromised system?
As an adult, you know, you usually think of medicine at age 18. It wouldn't be a bad idea to check your level. They make Neogenes, the company we're talking about. They make these saliva test strips developed by a physiologist in Baylor University. And it's real easy, and you can see whether your level of nitric oxide in your body is adequate. Because Nobel Prize winning research, 1998, Doug, the body needs adequate levels of nitric oxide. It's a signaling molecule. It also, as you've been mentioning, relaxes the blood vessels, 60,000 miles of them from head to toe. And if you don't have enough nitric oxide, your blood pressure goes up, your body's not communicating well, and it's not functioning well. In order for the red blood cell to travel from head to toe, it has to get into the circulation, and it does that by first spraying the circulation with nitric oxide, like a garage door opener. It opens up the circulation so it can get through and deliver oxygen. And we're continuously making nitric oxide in all of our bodies, and if we don't have the building blocks to make nitric oxide, we are deficient in nitric oxide. And that's where Neo40 comes in. This allows you to continuously keep up the maintenance level that you need of nitric oxide. That storage tank gets full. Or their second product, Super Beats, this gives you a big bulge of nitric oxide, a blip of nitric oxide, like when you use those caffeinated beverages at 2 p.m. in the afternoon because you're feeling sluggish or before a workout. Much better to go with the Super Beats. It gives you that big burst of energy, a big burst of nitric oxide.
All right. So, to take Ken's advice, which is always a good thing to do, that's what I found. Why go to him if you don't take his advice, right? Why listen to him if you don't take his advice? There's a bonus 30-day supply free offer with your first order of Super Beats. All you have to do is dial 800-655-4183. Mention Dr. Ken's name and you get free shipping along with a 30-day supply free. Pretty simple, pretty easy, great for your body, great for your brain, great for everything. Drinking Super Beats, as easy as mixing a little teaspoonful in a glass of water, drinking it down, and you'll be amazed at what it does for you and for your health. 800-655-4183. One more time to make your dreams come true of a long, healthy, happy life. 800-655-4183. It's pretty good for all human beings of all sizes and shapes. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Good Day Health broadcast.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The hour on the Good Day Health program, Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. If you would like to visit with Ken, other than listening to him in this circumstance and downloading the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. Here's what you do. You call 352-735-1400. How about that? Easy to remember. 352, that's easy. 735,
that's easy.
1400, what could be easier than that? And if you've thought of going to visit that part of Florida and you're going through some sort of issue with your health, why not do two for the price of one, or maybe three? Go to the Space Coast, go to that little resort that's there in Orlando or Kissimmee, and then go visit Ken. He's the most important cog in that wheel. Lake Cardiology's number again for an appointment to see Ken is 352-735-1400. All right, so let's go to the advice department. I use myself as a guinea pig often. Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has been having a couple of issues that a lot of people actually have had this summer, Ken. It seems that those of us who think we only get colds in the wintertime are finding that belief to be bogus, because there are lots of summer colds this year. Why?
Well, there are viruses around year-round, and bacteria also. Some just tend to be a little stronger in the winter. And also, there's a lot of question about whether it's either a cold or is it an allergy, because certainly in the summer there are things pollinating that are not around during the winter. So you have to untangle that maze.
Well, I've certainly had those issues for the last 4 or 5. I've had allergies for decades, but last 4 or 5 years they seem to have gotten worse. So I listened to Kara talking, and she sounds nasally, like she has a cold, but you're saying she probably doesn't. She's probably got an allergy.
She sounds like she has a combination. That she at least has some sinus congestion, and I didn't get that far to figure it out the cause. It was just actually trying to help her open up her sinuses. At this point, it probably doesn't matter.
Really? It doesn't matter in how you take care of it,
whether
the problem is.
At this point, we just need to get her sinuses open and see what happens. It's probably not an allergy, because it's not something she always has.
Yeah. So the Medipod, is that good?
Well, okay. Well, now we're going to give away our HIPAA, I guess, and we'll talk about her.
I always give up mine. Shouldn't have to give up hers.
You can't give up hers. So we're going to. Yeah.
In general, let's say we know this young lady who has this.
Let's talk about sinus health. The key to sinus health is keeping the system open. And if you are noticing any congestion in your sinuses, the first thing is not to treat with antibiotics. The first thing is to keep it open. And that one of the best ways is just by irrigating it. I think in everybody's home you should have some saline water, sterile. I'm not giving them out a plug, a commercial. My favorite is Ocean Spray. It's sterile saline you can get in the grocery store or in the pharmacy. And when you are feeling any congestion, you just want to tilt your head back and then to the side, and you will discover on yourself where the sweet spot is, where you get optimum circulation. You start tasting that salt water in your throat. That's a good sign. It means the whole system's open. Do the other side. And do that frequently during the day. One of the other tricks I was suggesting was when you're in the shower, use the shower water to do it also. Just don't drown. You want to close one nostril and tilt your head back a little bit to the side and just let it run in, and you're irrigating your sinuses. And that's that's the first step in just keeping good sinus. We were talking a little bit, if this gets further, sometimes we use Afrin for a couple of days, and then sometimes we'll also use a little bit of Sudafed as a decongestant. Usually, if you do that, you can avoid an antibiotic. Only when it starts really becoming beyond just opening up the circulation will you need an antibiotic.
All right. So there's that bit of special information. As I said, I don't mind using myself as a guinea pig. And as a matter of fact, I found myself since last we spoke sort of at a loss for my usual energy quotient. And I think, even though it sounds a little hooey for some, a part of it can be contributed to the solar eclipse, the moon phases that it's been going through this month. And in fact, the Mercury is in retrograde. There's some of that. But I also think that the practical side of it is that I whacked myself pretty good on the head last week. and had a cut on my forehead and swollen bump and lump there. I've done this before in my life on the farm. There's lots of stuff going on. You bump your head here and there. But I really felt for a couple of days out of it. I felt my vision was a little blurred.
How did you do this?
I hit my head on a piece of equipment. Did I tell you this off the air? Maybe I didn't even tell you this. I was working on a piece of farm equipment, and I whacked my head on something as I was going to reach for a tool to fix a thing on a tire, on an axle. I whacked my head on one of the pieces of steel that holds the frame together. And I did it. I hit it because I was, you know, sort of focused on going down. I went down with my usual zeal, and I really whacked my forehead. And so I went to see the doctor on Friday, Dr. Bordick, you know him. He said I had a scintillating sarcoma, which you probably know off the top of your head, as he did, is some kind of blood flow restriction that lasts for a little while.
Flickering lights?
Yeah, and then I was a little dizzy, and I was a little nauseous, and then I felt okay. But I took Advil for 5 days, because I had a constant headache that was bothering me. And then I thought, well, maybe I got to go see the chiropractor, because I hit it so hard, I'm sure I knocked some stuff out of adjustment.
You didn't lose consciousness, did you?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
No, I kept right on with what I was doing. It just has been bothersome.
And that may have not been the best thing in retrospect, right?
How's that? Not to lose consciousness?
No, not to keep doing what you were doing and just, you know, kind of go and rest.
Well, I think I slowed down a little when I was driving down the street.
I bet you would have recovered more quickly and you would have been more comfortable had you just went in and just took it easy. And,
really?
And, you know, took the rest of the day off.
Mm-hmm. Well,
after that hard a hit.
Might have been. Yeah, but it's taken a while for it. But what actually, I guess I'm curious as to what actually goes on in your brain is there's a swelling that's on the surface. It's not the brain that swells. It's what's the...
Hopefully not. It's just a matter of how hard you hit it, but there's probably just a little bit of swelling. And we are so sensitive, as you discovered in that area. Any change from what it absolutely is accustomed to, you will sense in an amplified manner.
Yeah. Right.
And that's why just taking it easy after that happens just tends to make this go away all that much smoother.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you do stuff like that, you do a little, it goes a long way in essence.
Everything's amplified when you hit that area.
Right. Yeah. All right. But it's pretty much back to normal now.
Good.
Well, I was thinking about what you said with regard to the solar eclipse and looking at the sun. I had sunglasses on. I put my fingers together so I could just look at just one little crack. And I don't know whether the combination of all these other things.
You had glasses plus your fingers, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just to make sure I wasn't looking at it, because I have one of those pair of special glasses. But
you did or did not?
I did not. I had sunglasses. But I just wonder about the combination of all of these things. If that didn't make me a little dizzy for a little bit. Just all of those things
did you feel
together.
As though did you feel different after Monday, the eclipse?
Yeah. I think I felt when I was trying to look at it a little bit. It was very cloudy in New England, so we didn't see much anyway. But that's what I was saying so early in our earlier conversation. It's so strong. We have no idea. Here's this thing. Imagine a flame 93 million miles away that provides the sustenance for our entire existence. That's what it is. You know, without it, you have nothing. You don't have the photosynthetic process. You don't have the stuff that's growing out of the ground. It always goes to the sun. Have you noticed that? Ever plant anything and maybe put it behind a building and it'll grow, but it'll keep trying to go around the building to get to the sun? Ever noticed that?
Absolutely. It will seek it.
Yeah, right. So it's just it is kind of an amazing thing. But looking at it's not a good thing to do.
No.
And
with an eclipse or not with an eclipse?
Well, any. You don't look at it at all.
Exactly.
It's not good for you. You try it, and it feels weird. Yeah. Well, it's you're being told by your body.
It was not meant for our eyes.
No, exactly. Not ready for prime time. 44 past the hour. Good day, health time.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories,
Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
All right, 47 after the hour, it's time for us to spend a moment or two on this important study, how lights at night can increase a woman's risk for breast cancer. So if you live in an area, there's a lot of outdoor lighting, you may want to reconsider where you go, where you live. Well, this is a study. What comes of this, Ken?
Well, this is an interesting study out of Harvard that looked at light measured by satellite images, and it correlated the more intense the light measured from where you live by a satellite image, the more frequent was breast cancer. And it's a little hard for me to interpret this data because this doesn't actually tell us what an individual person is exposed to. It tells us how much light is being measured from a satellite high above the Earth from the area that you live at. But it's interesting because we all have dark and light cycles in our body. You know, we're usually expecting about 12 hours of sunlight, 12 hours of dark in our body. And yep. Melatonin does come on in the dark. Melatonin has been shown to have some anti-cancer effects. I wouldn't recommend taking it to get rid of cancer, but melatonin in the body, naturally secreted, has some effects. And there was about a 15% increase in those who were exposed to a lot of natural light in their neighborhoods compared to those who had minimal. So it's an interesting study. It's just, you know, I don't know how to conclude anything from it other than make sure that you don't confuse your body and make sure you keep it as much as possible in these dark and light cycles that it was intended to follow.
Well, sometimes if you have an iPhone, a television, laptop screens, all those produce that light. So get them out of your bedroom. Right? That's been the advice for years and years and years.
Correct.
Cover them up if you can't get them out of your, and then eat foods like pineapples and bananas and oranges and sweet corn. Anything yellow, I think, is good, right? For
affects melatonin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And melatonin itself. I used to take melatonin a little bit to help me get to sleep, and I had really bad dreams. I don't know what, maybe it was too concentrated.
And maybe you took it too close to going to bed. Melatonin is really better a couple hours before you go to bed.
Mm. Limit caffeine and alcohol intake. That seems to be common sense stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Before you go to bed?
Absolutely.
Why'd you get yourself all jigged up on any kind of caffeine and alcohol? Just gives you bad nightmares. All right, lots of advice, lots of information. It's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
More information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's a cardiologist, a medical practitioner, someone who is a very important part of this program, a cog in the wheel, brought to you by the unbeatable benefits of Super Beats. So a couple of items here in terms of what the latest... I suppose this week we could call this the warning segment, Ken. Danger, danger. Children who use e-cigarettes are more likely to then try tobacco. So this is the sort of backward, the idea of using e-cigarettes was to get people off of it. But apparently, if you haven't started smoking yet and you think it's cool to try one of these things, then you're going to go in the wrong direction. Is that right?
You have almost figured it out. Very good.
Thank you.
Is that a tobacco control this week, Mom and Dad? You got to watch those teens. For those who already smoke, e-cigarettes seem to be a safer option, as Doug was suggesting. However, the news this week is that for those who do not smoke, using e-cigarettes dramatically increases the probability of smoking a cigarette within just a year. For teenagers who have never smoked, the use of e-cigarettes is a strong predictor that within 12 months they will try a conventional cigarette.
Now, the new commissioner of the FDA has made a fairly bold announcement. The FDA wants to lower nicotine in cigarettes. I suppose maybe it would be nice if they just eliminated cigarettes altogether. Can you imagine passing a law? I'm laughing because all the money that comes from the tobacco companies who influence through lobbyists the members of Congress, it would be kind of interesting to see them squirm if somebody actually came up, had the balsam to go to Congress and say, okay, we're going to ban cigarettes, and see where that went.
What anyway, a concept.
Yeah. But anyway, the food and drug people want to lower nicotine. Nicotine is the source of the problem, is it not? The tobacco is bad, but the nicotine is what gets you hooked and makes you want to go back again. Is that right?
It's a major problem. It's not the only toxin that's inhaled, but it's a major
SARS,
one.
SARS, all the things that are in
it. But it's still about 20% of the population uses it daily, and you wonder why.
So how does it increase the risk of lung cancer? And what do they call it? COPD, the
emphysema.
Pulmonary problems. Yeah, emphysema. My mother died of it, so I guess I know firsthand. But in general, how have things changed? My mother died in 1971. So what has changed in terms of what they use to get people to smoke?
Well,
cigarettes are more dangerous now than they ever were, aren't they?
Well, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that less people are smoking. But you smoke, you're going to get emphysema, you're going to... Very likely get lung cancer.
So as a cardiologist, how frequently...
And heart disease and heart attacks.
Right. So what percentage of the population that comes to see you for help with cardio problems are smokers?
Well, of the smokers...
Or have been.
Well, if I can just turn that around a little bit. Of the smokers, a lot of them come eventually to us because it plaques up their circulation to their heart as well as to their brain, and they get either heart attack or stroke. But certainly in a day, if you spend a day with me, of the people that I see, not all of them have ever smoked.
Not all of them.
Right, because people with diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, family history, these are all other risk factors for what you're talking about, coronary artery disease. So smoking's not the only one, but it's probably, along with diabetes, the worst one.
Yeah, I would have thought. The healthiest part, let's talk about something good here.
Good, yes.
The healthiest part of an avocado. Is that the seed?
Exactly. This is at the American Chemical Society meeting just this week. We know the avocado has many health benefits. The yellow-green flesh inside the fruit, it's packed with essential vitamins and nutrients and is a good source of the healthy fats. But the news this week, Doug, is that part of the avocado that's normally thrown in the trash, that may actually be the most valuable part. It's the husk of avocado seeds. They're packed with previously unrecognized compounds that may be valuable new medicines in the future. You often want to ask me, where do these chemicals come from? Well, here's a new source.
Yeah, there you go. All right, speaking of chemicals, Super Beets are chemical-free. There's nothing but natural beets in Super Beets. So spend 30 seconds telling people why this is such an unbeatable product.
It's all about nitric oxide, the third important gas of the body, Nobel Prize-winning discovery in 1998. It's a messenger throughout the body. It helps the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells can deliver oxygen from head to toe. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks, and Super Beets gives you a boost of it, and Neo 40 keeps the maintenance level up, and Doug will tell you how to get it. I recommend it.
Get a month's supply free of Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.